Hello everybody and welcome to episode 241 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Thursday, September 17th, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez. And yeah, I hope y'all were okay with the last episode. All I really remember is that I think I was like really tired. No, I was sick. I was bloated. Oh yeah, bloating is the worst. And it was extra worse because I was supposed to go to the Drink and Draw event, which is held every other Monday at G-Mart Comics, which is, of course, where they have the game night I sometimes attend, but I've been a little bit too busy, and also I just really go there to help set up and then leave because I like to help and then get out of there. I'm like, I'm going to help set up, but then I'm going to get out of here. And that's happening tonight, but I will not be able to make it, probably. But who cares about that? Anyway, Drink and Draw. I wasn't able to go. I mean, I could have gone and just felt like crap, which wouldn't be great. Because for me, bloating is one of the worst. I think I said this, that it's like one of the worst not-so-terrible things to feel. And it's especially bad for me just because it exacerbates my body dysmorphia and it just makes me feel extra ugly, and I struggle to leave the house or let anyone see me when I feel bloated, or when I am bloated, not when I feel bloated. Like, I feel bloated but I'm not sure if I am bloated. Just looks at tummy. Oh, I'm pregnant. I don't need to get on the pregnancy thing again and offend people who actually have been pregnant and are like, really? You're gonna compare bloating to pregnancy? So many tangents. I don't even know where I'm going anymore. Yeah. So I wasn't able to go to the Drink and Draw. And it was very upsetting because my one good friend, Chase, who I haven't seen in months now, she was actually going to go for the first time. And yeah, it was the time when I was feeling too dang sick to go, and it sucked. I thought about just going to hang out, but I was like, I'm gonna feel like garbage. I'm gonna want to talk less than I already do. I'm gonna be like way more reserved than usual. So that sucked. I also think I may have had the window open and it may have been somewhat noisy. So I apologize for that too. I apologize for that entire episode. I tweeted about it once and then I was like, hey, I'll remind people that there's been a new episode because I like to point it out either the day after I post it as well, or either 2 days after. But I was like, no, I'm just going to act like that one never happened. And yeah, and here we are, Thursday. Also, reverse tangent back to something I mentioned. Body dysmorphia, super annoying. I don't really know why I went back there. Because now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, this is way too deep and actually like complex of a topic to dive into. But body dysmorphia really does suck. I mean, just think about what it would be like to see your reflection in whatever you're looking at that is reflective and think to yourself, oh, I'm super ugly. And to believe that, and to believe that other people believe that. And Naruto, believe it. Is that what he says? Anime? Yeah, let's talk about anime. No, we'll talk about that later. This is a disaster. This is a worse show because I'm just going off tangents. And I'm actually using my Surface, which I kept forgetting I actually had. I'm trying to get OneNote to work. Like, I kind of like OneNote. I think the stylus input is actually fairly accurate and kind of nice, but it doesn't seem to want to sync, and it's annoying because I'm like, I'm going to write some notes on my Surface, and then I'm going to be able to look at them on my computer, and it's like, where are my notes? It's not syncing. And I don't know if I have to have like OneDrive installed too or something to get that to work, and I don't know if I do have that installed. I don't know. There's too much crap. It should all just be one thing. But yeah, using my Surface, and I really like it for the most part, but some of the things are a bit weird. Like, I have to reinstall it or something, but Sketchbook Pro, the stylus input for that is really weird. It's not accurate because where I put the pen nib, on the surface. What it actually registers is about an inch above and maybe a centimeter to the left or maybe the right. So it's not hitting it accurately. But every other piece of software I use, when I'm using it to just, you know, touch menus and stuff like that, and apps and other apps, it all works fine. But not with that one. And I don't know why. I can't find a setting. I'm like super annoyed by that. I also was messing around with the stylus input for search. When you search, you can, instead of typing something in with the on-screen keyboard or the type cover, you can write it in. And I messed around with both. Why can't I think of the other one other than cursive? What is the thing that more people write in, since they don't even teach cursive anymore? What is that called? What? I feel really dumb right now. There's cursive. It's not print. Why do I want to call it print? It's whatever. I don't know. But it accurately can read both. I was very surprised by its accuracy with cursive. I just feel like cursive is this almost dead art at this point. But yeah, don't know. Games.
Inside Ninja. Shing.
Really, it's just game. Actually, no. It is games. I just remembered. How did I forget? Yes, I've been playing more Metal Gear Solid. That's a given, and that's gonna be for a while. Though I took a break, I actually took it out of my Xbox One so that I could just install Forza 6. Will I play Forza 6? I'll probably start it just to get the tutorial and all that crap out of the way. But after that, I don't know. I'll see what happens. I mean, I'm pretty much at the actual end, the end of Metal Gear Solid 5, but then there's so much other stuff to do. Though I'm not sure if I'll ever get to 100% it, because if I have to S rank every mission, that's going to be annoying, especially the extreme ones and stuff like that. But we'll see, because I really love it and I would like to 100% it, even if there's no achievement for that. I just want to do it. But what I was hinting at when I was saying games and not just game is that I did pick up Super Mario Maker and Splatoon, because I was like, okay, there's a deal at Best Buy, plus I get the 20% off. Plus, I have reward zone certificate things that I've collected and not used, because I just collect them and never use them, all my points. And I ended up getting both games for paying out of pocket like $22. So I was like, oh, that's not a bad deal for me. Haven't played Splatoon yet, though. Just Super Mario Maker and just a smidgen. I guess I'll hit that before I go back to Metal Gear Solid and just dive deep into that again. Not too deep. I might spoil a few things, but not important things. Super Mario Maker is pretty dang cool. Pretty dang cool. Though I found the tutorial in the beginning to be initially really great and just kind of not clever, but cute and like funny, and just like, oh, that's kind of neat. I think people already know it's like, it begins like level 1-1 of the original Super Mario Brothers, and then there's a huge gap that you couldn't possibly jump over. So you just have to take a leap of faith, and then it's like, hey, this doesn't look like a finished level. Why don't you get in this menu and finish it? And it's a very easy menu system, the level creation. And they explain it well enough without being too, like, here, just, we'll do it for you. But once you complete the 1-1 level, it's like, hey, you can change the theme as well. And I'm like, okay. And then after I did that and looked at the different themes and the different types of levels and all that, it's like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You're not telling me anything else to do. It's like, do you want to do test out the level again, just in this different theme? And I kind of did that, and I just like scribbled other, like, inserted random blocks in there just to be like, whatever, I tested it out some more. Can you just unlock the main menu for me so I can get out of this dang tutorial? And a minute or so passed with me doing nonsense, and I got out of all that and into the main menu and played one of the, what is it, Mario 10, or the I don't know, I think there are 8 levels in them. There's also the 100 Mario Challenge. It's the 10 Mario Challenge, where you have 10 lives, and there are 8 levels, I think. And I think the last one will always have to be a boss level, or a castle. I didn't try out the 100 live one. That was fun. And I'm not sure if those are the same for everyone in that very first 10 Mario Challenge. But all those levels were well put together, and I feel like it's the same for everyone first starting the game, because I don't know if half of them, or maybe all of them, no, like half of them were playing off of original levels and changing things up, so I feel like they may have all been created by Nintendo, which makes sense, because they were all pretty well designed. And after I did that, I went into basically just the browsing section, played one level, and I was like, this is not fun, this is stupid. I mean, I knew that going in, because the name of the level was like, what is this, or something. It was like something like, what the hell, or like something that basically just said, this is nonsense and whatever. And then I also found the code for, and I'll put this in the post, for the Pixelated Radio level that Rom created. Try that out. Not bad. It wasn't amazing or anything, but it wasn't terrible. It's really just kind of not, I don't want to like poo on it or anything. It wasn't super memorable or anything. It wasn't like the most creative thing, but it was functional. It was not cheap. I never felt like, oh, this is broken or anything. It was just like, this is very simple. I can get through this. There's nothing super crazy or elaborate going on. I think there was one part I did like where, and I'm not, maybe this isn't his level, but I think it was, where you have to knock out one of the turtles and take the turtle shell and then put it through this area, and you just watch it go back and it gets you coins, and then it unlocks this other thing. And it was just kind of, oh, that's kind of cool to just look at. But yeah. I don't know if this was something he put in the level, or if this is the way things worked in Super Mario World, because I did not play much Super Mario World since I didn't have a Super Nintendo, and I didn't really mess with the DS version or the Game Boy Advance version. I don't know. Whatever it came out. I might even have it on Wii U. I have no idea. But when you jump, at least in the level, I jumped on the Goombas, and they didn't get knocked off screen. They just kind of flipped upside down. So then I would pick them up and then run into another Goomba to knock both of them off the screen. And I don't know if that's just a way they work in Super Mario World. But I did all that. And then I haven't played it since. No. Yeah. But I've only had it for, what, 2 days or so now? Well, yeah, I picked it up late Tuesday, and then I had Wednesday, and today's Thursday. So I'll be going back to it, because I definitely enjoyed it, and I like the fact that I can just play it on the Wii U pad. I don't need to play it on my screen, so I can still have Metal Gear Solid running. So speaking of Metal Gear Solid, I'm still playing and loving the hell out of that. I really do enjoy going into another person's FOB and completely destroying it. So it's really easy to completely destroy someone's FOB, to just take all the resources. You should always just, I mean, you're going to look at the level of their security and look for lower level things. And I'd say if it's 6 or below, that's extremely easy. If it's above that, then it could be a smidgen challenging, but not that much. I will say that the highest level I have for some of my areas, because it does depend also on the base level, how high a security you can give it. But like on my, what is it, commanding operating base or whatever, the main section of a base is level 45. So yeah, people don't tend, I don't know if I'm not getting invaded much because people look at my level and they're like, no, I'm not even messing with that. And when people do invade, I don't even get time to defend it myself because they end up dying in like a minute, which is annoying. But I also think there's some kind of issue with the servers and when it comes to joining and defending my base myself. But when you do attack, if you are going to mess around with the FOBs, and I'm not calling them fobs because fobs is just stupid. It's a stupid thing. And it doesn't, that's not a word. Just like people who say lol are stupid and annoying. LOL is not a word. Okay? It's LOL because it stands for laugh out loud. It is an acronym, not a word. Don't call it a word. Would you say instead of BRB for be right back, even though I don't say BRB either because that's stupid. But would you say brr? Hey everybody listening, I'll brr because I need to go find this video that will make you lol. I mean, it really made me lol, which that was last laugh my ass off. if I knew anyone who talked like that, I would unfriend them immediately. Which I don't, saying unfriend is something I don't even like either. Everything's crap. What? I completely lost it with that tangent. Yeah, FOB, the forward operating bases. What you want to do when you attack someone is look at their levels. So don't, and also don't shy away if you see that the level next to their name and everything is really high, because that's just sort of like a summer, not, I forget which is the correct term. There's, I'll fail math class now, but it's an whatever, it's a combination of all the numbers of all the different levels together. So they could have really high, they could have higher level bases than that number and then lower ones. So that medium, that's the words I'm looking for, medium, median, or mean. And what is the one that is, you take everything and then you divide it? Yeah, I don't know. But at least I remembered the three terms. I feel good about that at the very least. So, yeah. Don't be scared off by their total level, which is just the level you see when you're looking at names in the little random list of names. But what you want to do is you want to, if they don't have, like, you can attack anyone if you want. I mean, this is not something you have to live by, but for me, I check their levels and I'm looking for them. I'm looking for bases that have a, what the hell is it called? The base development center or whatever, the base development section of a base. Base development base. I'm looking for that because that is where all the resources are stored on a base. You know, on your mother base or either of your two forward operating bases if you have two. But you will most definitely have one. That is where all the resources are kept. So if you want to steal someone's resources like the fuel and the metals and all that jazz, that is where you have to attack. So what I do is I look to see if someone has one of those bases. If they don't, I immediately just back out and look at the next person. And then I look at the level. If it's, I typically look through everyone because I'm looking for lower levels in general just to make it even easier for me. And if I find someone who is like a level 6, then I will immediately attack. And I can pretty much get through those in 5 minutes at this point, because one, I played a lot of the game, so I have a lot of equipment and I'm a decent gamer, and it's very easy to just mark everyone and then put them all to sleep. Or even if I didn't want to waste time, though, I think if I alert them, then that would open up a wormhole that the person I'm invading could possibly invade me. Because I don't know if everyone knows this or not, but if you invade someone, that doesn't automatically mean they can retaliate. It only, you will be notified. Or I don't know if you will always be notified, but it's not a guarantee that they'll be able to invade you. Somebody attacks you, that doesn't, I mean, I've been attacked by 7 or so people, and I've only been able to retaliate against 2 of them, and they weren't, it wasn't because those 2 were successful. Those 2 were both failures. Only 1 person has successfully attacked one of my bases, and that was earlier on. But yeah, I feel like if I were to alert the guards, that would increase the odds of them being able to retaliate against me. That's something I'm not sure about, though. Anyway, you go to the base development center, knock out all the guards, and then you just steal the hell. You Fulton every single container there. And I don't think there's any... I feel like they have like a minimum of what they carry, because I've gotten a lot of resources from these bases that I've invaded. And I don't feel that bad about it. I feel kind of great when I completely destroy someone's FOB. It just, I guess this might be what people feel when they invade people and do all that kind of jazz in Dark Souls, which is something I never messed around with because I was too, I feel, I keep saying I feel like, but I do feel like that there's more, or maybe it's equal in terms of what you can lose and what you can gain when you do that. And it's just that I have fallen in love with this particular game and this theme and all that, and I just always love this franchise. But yeah, just completely destroying someone's base is super enjoyable. But yeah, I'm loving the game still. I want to really dive deep into it spoiler wise, but at the same time, I don't want to spoil it for people, and I don't want to, like, oh, listen to this part. I don't want to do timestamps. I don't want to get super into that. So I'm just going to be lazy about that. But it's an amazing game. Amazing game. Anything else? I'm trying to think if anything happened that I really want to talk about. I'm currently sketching in my OneNote some fat dude with crazy, crazy long eyelashes. I don't know why. They're super pretty, though. Really pretty eyelashes. Look at you. You're so pretty. You're so pretty. But Metal Gear Solid 5 is amazing, and you should definitely play it. If you don't have a current-gen console, I don't know how the last-gen console... it's certainly not going to look as good, but from the little I have seen, it looks like it could be adequate. It definitely did not look bad, so I would definitely look that out. Look at this dude, man. He got giant lips, too. What's wrong with you? Shave those lips. I don't think you can't shave lips. But, yeah, that's pretty much all the games and whatnot I played. For now, I'll have more to talk about and different stuff to talk about on the next show, of course. Though I will also have more Metal Gear Solid. I will say that I finally unlocked I believe it's the final upgrade for the Fulton system, and I knew about it because I got spoiled, but also at the same time, I knew something like it was going to exist because there are certain things that you should be able to Fulton, but you can't because of their location. And you kind of, when you, especially, I mean, there are a few things in this one airport that if y'all have been there, you will know what I'm talking about. That you're like, well, these exist here. And why? I mean, there are things that I could Fulton in other places, but I can't Fulton them here because I can't move them from this place. So how am I ever going to get this crap?
You're like, there's got to be a way, right? Because why else would they be here? Why have something that is faultable when you have similar things that are completely worthless that can't be faulted? And then you find out how, and it's glorious. That's all I'll say. Which, if you think that's a spoiler, then, I mean, one, I'm talking about the dang Fulton system. I'm not talking about the story at all, so who cares? Two, it's the Fulton system. Who cares? But it was great to finally unlock that. Yeah, anime. What time is it?
Insane Ninja Shing.
Okay, I want to write this down. I don't know why I'm writing it down. I finally decided to catch up with Sky Wizards Academy, which where I need to go to my on my list to get the other name for it. Which is also known, the synonym, the other name is the Instructor of Aerial Combat Wizard Candidates, which I love that name so much because it's so stupid and terrible. But this is an anime I mentioned quite a while ago because I just watched the first episode and I was like, this is stupid. They're all talking about how he's a pervert and it's just, it feels very generic and crappy. And that's really what it is. I did, like I said, fully catch up, so I've watched all 11 episodes that are currently available. This is on Funimation, and there's only one episode left, but it's just so stupid. It feels like a very paint-by-numbers anime. It feels like something you would be assigned to create in college, like in a college course that's like, here, create your, this is your, my first anime. It's just so uninspired, so stereotypical. The visuals are very bland and just, they're not horrible, but there's nothing unique or special about them. They're just kind of, whatever. The writing is awful. There's a point, all these characters are just terrible, and like, you're very, very, like, just like, bullet, like, if you had a tack board and it had like, here's this generic trope or whatever, here's one stereotype, here's another stereotype, here's one, like these hit them to a very lazy T. You have your kind of shyer, quieter, nervous girl, you have your one who's like very whiny and just complains and loves the main protagonist, but doesn't want to admit that. You have your most annoying character, who's this goddess, who's just like always talking about how she's a goddess and how she's better than everyone else. And I hate her because she keeps going on about that. Well, here's a quote that she says, word for word. Tomorrow is the day the world truly sees the goddess's true power. You truly see that true power. Truly. But she's always going on about how, oh, you know, these people just can't handle how beautiful I am because I am a goddess. I'm like, shut the hell up. God, ugh. I don't care about you being a goddess. You're garbage. You're the garbage goddess. The goddess of garbage. But it's really just not good. I don't want to say there are things I like about it because I don't really like anything except I do like the main male protagonist. I think he's kind of interesting because they make fun of him being a pervert a lot, but he's like so not a pervert. Yeah, it's just not good. I just watched the latest episode of School Live and I still don't like the show myself, but these last few episodes, the last two episodes specifically, have been pretty good. And to anyone who has been really invested in the series, and I mean, that's most people, I mean, to those who are fans of it, I'm happy that they're getting a strong finish, though. I hope they don't ruin it with the final episode, because there's only one episode left, and like there are ways they could be really cheap about it, which I don't think they'll be that cheap, but yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see what's going to happen at the very least. I don't think I mentioned this, or maybe I did. And I'll repeat myself in saying that Roku is so stupid. I think I did mention this because it's just so stupid. It's so stupid. So I won't mention it anymore. Himoto Umaru-chan, one more episode left of that. It's kind of sad, but also very pleasant knowing that this season is coming to an end, because I'll be done with a lot of series and be able to watch and start new series. There's some I need to look at the list of stuff coming out, and I'll probably that'll be next the next show I think is talking about what I'm excited for in the upcoming season after looking at the list. The only thing I know I'm super excited for, just because it's a second season, so it's an anime I'm already aware of or have already seen, which is the second season of Noragami, which I talked about like a week or two ago. And that's a show that if you haven't already seen it, definitely check it out. I'm not sure if it's on Funimation. I know it's on Funimation. I'm not sure if it's on Crunchyroll. So if you're subscribed to Funimation, you can watch it. And maybe it's on maybe it's on Crunchyroll too. But that's a fantastic show, especially if you watched and enjoyed The Devil's a Part-Timer. There's somewhat of a similar, just like a more humorous and down-to-earth casual take on a, you know, gods and demons and crap like that. Though, Noragami does get more serious than The Devil is a Part-Timer ever really got. But I'm really excited for that second season. But yeah, that'll be the next show. What else? Yeah, because it's really just been Skywars Academy, which is so stupid. But I'm trying to catch up with everything from this season since it's wrapping up in the next few weeks. And yeah, there are still a few shows that I've only watched a few episodes of that I really need to get on. Monster Musume, I really enjoy that episode. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've been so used to seeing the main monster girls that actually getting some good quality time with the monster squad. I don't know if that's what they're actually called, but the like task force was really nice, and I liked all of those characters. They weren't as annoying. Where all the monster girls that live with Darlene are super lovey-dovey about them, these girls were more, hey, you know what, you're not that bad, but they're not like super, I think they're all realizing that he's a nice guy and etc., but they're not 100% like, oh my god, will you marry me? But they're kind of like, hey, you're a pretty good guy. And I like that dynamic more than the, oh my god, let's marry, have babies, and sexy sex, sex, sex. Yeah. Actually, I am. Yeah. That show is just super cute. I'm forgetting what I talked about last week, which is why I'm like, wait, did I talk about that? Did I talk about this? I don't think I talked about that, though. But, yeah. Actually, I Am is just one of the cuter shows. And I really like it. I really like the art style, too. I was watching the latest anime club, IGN Anime Club, and they were talking about how they were not fans of the art style and thought it looked like deviant art from like 2007. And I don't see that really at all. I guess maybe I can see some of it, but I dig the art because it's funky and it's different, which is nice to see when so much anime looks the same. To have something that's a bit different is nice, and I like that. I like different. I like a different. I like a different. Okay, you like a different. Manny should see this fat dude and his big lips and big eyelashes. Oh, man, you so crazy looking. That's pretty much it, though, anime-wise. I'm ready for a new season. And I will be sad to have no more Food Wars in a week. But it will be nice to get a break from it as well. Anything else anime-wise to talk about? No, I can't think of anything. So just in the comment section of this post or via email, which is psp@pixelatedsausage.com, or you can leave a voicemail, 312-772-5874, or just tweet at me, @pxsausage. I'm actually going to say all this crappy, whatever. But do any of that stuff and let me know what y'all are looking forward to in the upcoming fall season for anime. Because maybe there's something that I'm like, I'm not interested. But you'll be like, you should check this out. And I will. Because I don't know if I'm going to try and watch everything again. Because it's super exhausting. Super exhausting. So yeah, do that. And that's pretty much it for today. Yep. I'm just doodling now. Nobody wants to hear me doodle. So that will do it for the doodling and this here show. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter. Again, that is @PXSausage, which is also my Instagram and also my Xbox handle. So if you have an Xbox of any kind, well, not the Xbox because that won't work, but an Xbox One or an Xbox 360, add me on there. I have no idea what my Nintendo tag is, but all that information is also on the website if you just click my name on there, which is like the top left-hand corner-ish. You can get links to all of that crap. You should also check out the other podcast I do, Pixelator Radio, which is all about the Vigia games, and I wasn't on the last show, but they talked about some video games like Super Mario Maker and Mad Max and some other stuff. And there were a bunch of technical problems too, which was not my fault. So I'm cool. But you should definitely check that out, which you can also find at pixelatedsausage.com. Or you can just do pixelatedradio.com and that will just shove you back to pixelatedsausage.com and to where you need to be. Which is a show you should check out if you're into video games. Hosted by me, Rob, Rich, and Corey. It's a lovely time. And I really enjoy doing it. And it's always sad when I'm unable to make it. But you should definitely check it out, whether I'm on it or not. Probably more so when I'm not on it, because then it's actually pretty good. If you're into racing, I don't know if it's, I can't remember if it's just American Racing, but check out the Sports Car Unleashed podcast at scunleashed.com, which is hosted by Rich and company. And yeah, that's pretty much it as far as I can think of. Of course, once again, if you want to leave a comment or anything like that or have a question, you can leave a comment in the post of this podcast. Or you can email the show, psp@pixelatedsausage.com. Or you can tweet at me, whatever. Do whatever you like, except don't ever Snapchat me. I don't have Snapchat anyway, and I don't understand the Snapchat. I don't get it. Yeah, I think that's about time. That's about good, because I got more Metal Gear to play. I want to play the Metal Gear. I need to go finish that game.
Ninja Shing.
Do 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 do. I've just doodled so much crap on this fake page. Let's see. I hope it's synced. If it's synced, I'll put all. No, I'm not going to do it because that's embarrassing artwork. But that's it. So I hope y'all have a lovely rest of your Thursday. And oh yeah, my Xbox One Lunar White controller is on its way today, which I don't understand because the release date on the website says September 22nd, which is not today. So I don't get what's going on there, but I'm not complaining. I'm super excited to get that in because I think it's a beautiful controller. Yeah. But what do you care about that? You don't. That's the answer to that question, which wasn't really a question. All right, everyone. Back to the end. I do hope y'all have a lovely rest of your Thursdays. And whenever you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Friday or the weekend, I hope y'all have a lovely Friday and your weekend. Even if you're listening to this today, Thursday, I hope your weekend and Friday are all still great and wonderful. And I will talk to y'all again. I don't yell. I talk calmly without much excitement or emotion. And I will do just that Monday, like always. So look forward to that if you have no life and actually listen to the show, because you can't have one without the other. Oh, super positive end. Super positive end. Just go buy Metal Gear Solid and leave me alone. Or if you buy it, then talk to me about how much you enjoy it as well, because I will never cease to tire talking about how great this game is. Okay, bye-bye.